This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, launching into the second hour of the program here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Mark, we can get into the billionaire story. I don't know if we even really did much more than scratch the surface on that.
Not really.
But we can talk more about that in a little bit. Since we're on the topic of prison, if you're just tuning in, we just got off the phone with Lynn Ulbricht, the mother of Ross Ulbricht, who is serving two life sentences plus 40 years for the horrible crime of running a website. Which is insane, but that's what's happening. And, of course, we talked to her about what's going on with Ross and how he's been moved to a new prison. And if you want to get more on what's happening with Ross, please go to the Free Ross website at freeross.org and sign that petition that's linked there right at the top. I actually sent a link out directly to the petition itself on our Free Talk Live social media on Twitter, twitter.freetalklive.com. On Mastodon at toot.freetalklive.com and on Telegram at telegram.freetalklive.com. So you can link over directly to the petition there if you want and sign it. But since we've been talking about prison, let's keep going because we've got some other prison-related stories. I mentioned that Obama, of course, had noteworthy thing that he did, and one of the, you know, the right things that he did, the correct things that he did toward the end of his term was he commuted the sentence of Chelsea Manning, who was sentenced to, I believe, like 37 years behind bars for basically telling the truth, for sharing with WikiLeaks what was top secret information.
Being a whistleblower.
Right, being a whistleblower on the military. And Trump let Chelsea out, which was great news when it happened. Unfortunately, she's now back behind bars.
Oh, my.
According, you hadn't heard about this?
I think I saw some news story, but I didn't know. No, I guess I didn't.
This went down, it looks like March 8th. So news coming from the Associated Press out of Virginia. A former Army intelligence analyst, Chelsea Manning, who served years in prison for leaking one of the largest troves of classified documents in U.S. history, was sent to jail Friday for refusing to testify before a grand jury in the WikiLeaks case.
Exercising her right to remain silent.
Yeah, it would be nice if you actually had a right to remain silent, but unfortunately, when a court wants you to testify, you don't have the right to remain silent anymore. I mean, you have the right, but they have the right to lock you up.
Yeah, she's exercising it.
Right, she's exercising her right to remain silent, and they are saying, well, you get to go to prison now. You get to go to jail until you decide to talk, basically. U.S. District Judge Claude Hilton ordered Manning to jail for civil contempt of court after a brief hearing in federal court in Alexandria in which Manning confirmed she has no intention of testifying. She told the judge she will, quote, accept whatever you bring upon me, unquote. Manning has said she objects to the secrecy.
I don't accept it. I don't accept it.
You personally don't accept it?
Why would you accept what the judge does? I mean, it's ridiculous. I will accept what you do?
Well
you're
she's going to have to.
And I'm not testifying.
Yeah, well, the alternative is to fight your way out.
I think what she was saying was, Mark, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You can do what you want to me.
It's just, well, say that instead.
Yeah. Well, it's just a different way of saying it.
That's I don't know that it is.
Civil contempt, there's no term limit on that, too, right? They can just...
Contempt is a funny thing. It generally, there is no term limit on contempt, but in most places, and I don't know what the federal rules are on this, but like here in New Hampshire, if a judge sentences you to more than 6 months for contempt, that is subject to a review by a panel of judges.
Oh, okay.
So it basically goes to that judge's buddies to decide whether or not that judge was out of line in sentencing to more than 6 months. So that's why you'll see most judges will sentence to 6 months or less. You very rarely will see a contempt charge for more than 6 months.
But in the case of refusing to testify, I mean, what they're probably going to do is pull her out in a week and say, how do you feel now?
Compel her to testify.
Well, she's been in solitary before, so, I mean, she knows what to expect. You know, once you've been institutionalized, it's not a big deal to go back in, and I suspect that's kind of where she's coming from here. She knows what it's like behind bars. She's seen some of the worst of it in her time in federal custody, and so she's just like, well, whatever. Yeah. I'm not gonna I'm not going to do anything.
They can make it real uncomfortable, but ultimately you're right.
Manning has said she objects to the secrecy of the grand jury process and has already revealed everything she knows at her court-martial. She said prosecutors have granted her immunity for her testimony, which eliminates her ability to invoke her Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. Quote, I will not participate in a secret process that I morally object to, particularly one that has been used to entrap and persecute activists for protected political speech, she said in a statement released after she was taken into custody. The judge said she'll remain jailed until she testifies or until the grand jury concludes its work. So, now I don't know how long grand juries can be impaneled for. I suspect it is a period of many months, but I don't know, you know, if I'm not that familiar with the federal grand jury process. I've heard that sometimes they can be impaneled for an extra length of time, like, you know, it's normally for X amount of time, but then that time can be extended if, for instance, whatever investigation is continuing or they're needed for a longer period of time. So this could be, you know, another half a year. It could be another 18 months. I think they might. I feel like 18 months is a number that sticks in my head. But again, whatever I say here is basically almost pure speculation. So if
how often does this grand jury meet if they're meeting for 18 months? Once a month?
I don't know. If you know
Can
more
you
about
imagine
the federal,
how awful this is to get be called in to be
for
on a federal
grand jury?
Good Lord, it's a second job.
So if you know more about the federal grand jury process and how long it could potentially keep her in jail for, you know, feel free to call in. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Anyway, she's basically going to be there until she either testifies or until they finish with the grand jury. So I suspect she's choosing the latter and is just going to sit it off.
How much trouble could she get into if she just took the stand and then gave the Senate answer of, I do not recall?
Yeah, that was what I was wondering, too. Because if she doesn't recall, that's an answer to the question. She's answering the question. She's not giving them anything useful, but she's answering the question.
Or if she refuses to, like, you know, get what's sworn in or take the oath to tell the truth, the whole truth. And like, no.
I think you're going back for contempt if you don't take an oath.
Okay.
Manning's lawyers had asked that she be sent home to home confinement instead of jail because of complications that she faces in receiving gender-affirming medical care, because, again, she changed from Bradley Manning to Chelsea Manning while she was in prison. The judge said U.S. Marshals can handle her medical care. Prosecutor Tracy McCormick said the jail and marshals have assured the government that her medical needs can be met. Amy Birch, spokesbureaucrat for the Alexandria Jail, confirmed that Manning had been booked. Sheriff Dana Lawnhorn said in a statement, quote, specific details about Manning's confinement will not be made public due to security and privacy concerns. We will work closely with the U.S. Marshals to ensure her proper care while she remains at our facility. And, of course, everybody knows that that's a bunch of BS. The care that you get inside these facilities tends to be very, very low quality, if you receive it at all. If they don't just ignore your pleas, I broke my foot. I've known people who've, you know, have had things break in jail and have gone without any kind of treatment for weeks, if not months on end.
Even pregnancies go unpaid.
That happens. Manning says, quote, obviously prison is a terrible place. I don't see the purpose to incarcerate people. She, of course, served 7 years out of a 35-year military sentence for leaking the trove of military and diplomatic documents to the website WikiLeaks before then President Barack Obama commuted her sentence. The WikiLeaks investigation has been ongoing for a long time. Last year, prosecutors in Alexandria inadvertently disclosed that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is facing unspecified sealed criminal charges in the district. Remember, we reported on that story here. I don't know if you were here for that, Mark, but I think it might have been during the wintertime when you were gone. But basically what happened was prosecutors accidentally revealed a document that they filed in another case that was unrelated to WikiLeaks.
I remember part of this, yeah.
Prosecutors filed a motion to, I think, like basically, I forget the term, basically make a thing secret. What's that called? Suppress isn't the word that they use, but that's basically what's going on. It takes a document out of the public view.
Mm-hmm.
There's a certain word for it, and I'm forgetting what that is. Anyway, they made a motion to do that. And in that motion, they had copied it from a motion that they made in the WikiLeaks case for Julian Assange. They'd left the Julian Assange names in the document when it was supposed to be John Smith or whoever it was that they'd filed it in the case for. So they didn't do a find and replace correctly, and they accidentally...
They really did just copy and paste.
Right. They literally copied and pasted, and they just screwed it up. And somebody in that case saw that, who was looking at that case, and was like, this is for Julian Assange. And then that came out. So that was the first indicator that they may have secret criminal charges being filed against Assange. More coming up.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk. Talk Live. Dial on in toll free on this live Sunday edition. We've got time for you if you want to join us. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, the Skype username, excuse me, Skype. Too much Skype in my life today. I had it in my head, and we don't do Skype anymore. Sorry, you can't call on Skype. I meant the Discord server where you can call in, and you'll sound better.
What, the Skype's pulled up. I can see it from here.
No, it's not. I quit that program.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely not pulled up. Anyway, go to discord.lrn.fm. That's discord.lrn.fm. So we go to your calls and thoughts. Coming up, we'll check in on Pharma Bro, see what's going on with him. You've got an update on him, Richie.
Yep.
We'll get to that. But Sarah's on the line first in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I was at the Unitarian Church today, and I attended the second Sunday. They have the environmental group. So that's my only committee that I'm really interested in. And so they were talking about collecting rainwater, so I mentioned that in Los Angeles, they're having a bowl-shaped roof, which
are you trying to ban collecting rainwater now?
I mean, but that's a new.
No, I think she supports it.
Oh,
but there are some places where it's banned. I think was it Oregon at some point?
Well, out west, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, but the thing is, they're figuring out ways. I mentioned that they have bowl-shaped roofs that collect rainwater, and then they also have, like designs where it's sponges. You see, like, a landscape, the design, and it actually has sponges.
Well, that should definitely be illegal, then.
No, it's a new thing, you know, in California. They're just testing it out. And I just thought that New Mexico, our state, could really use that technology to recycle water. You know, so
are there water shortage issues there in New Mexico?
Yeah, we had water shortages here forever, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
the desert.
It's mm-hmm. always a drought, you know?
So you want your city to collect the rainwater, or you want to make it okay for individual property owners to collect their own rainwater?
Well, both. I mean, use the bowl roof technology instead of the only way right now is the, what is it, the it falls off the roof and there's a little
gutters.
Or something.
Gutters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the gutters, and then it drains off the gutters, and it goes into the rain holders.
But if it doesn't go through the government processing facility, how can you be sure that their rainwater is safe to use?
No, you know, people use it for gardening. You know, it's like, you know.
What in the world are you gardening for in the middle of the desert?
It's something to do, Mark. They have a thing called xeriscaping, I think.
Here.
You can, like, garden
There's
with cactuses and stuff.
That have gardens.
Yeah, I think that might be the problem. I mean, you know, there's humans trying to carry on human activity in the middle of a desert, presuming that somehow this is normal. I live up here in New England. Water rolls down the hills. Mm-hmm. It goes past us. We let lots of it go. I mean, there's so much water here, it just goes by.
We should import it to New Mexico.
But half of the country seems to just be obsessed with this stuff. And it's probably because they live in the wrong place.
Well, the thing is that we live in a drought, where we have water scarcity, you know, that's for sure. But you know, this is where we live. L.A. has the same kind of problem.
You act like we don't have cars and moving trucks.
But, no, but, you know, I mean, I just brought up the water, you know, technology is a good thing. And I just
technology is good, and it will make it so that we can live in the desert more and more as time goes by. And that may be a great technology.
Look at Las Vegas. It was basically total desert, and they turned that into a place.
Yeah, look, you know, it's doable.
Water is expensive over there.
Right, water's expensive, and L.A. is stealing their water.
Here's what I want to know, Sarah, about these bowl-shaped roofs. Do these actually exist anywhere in reality at this point? Because I'm looking on the Internet at them, and I mean, not that you have Internet access, because you don't, but I'm looking here at, I'm trying to find a picture, and all of them are computer-generated, like, here's what the technology looks like.
We call that vaporware on the Internet. Things that don't exist.
Well, yeah. Or conceptual. Let's give them some
credit. It is conceptual, for sure.
Towards it.
And I'm not a construction expert or anything like that, but this doesn't look like a good idea. I mean, so basically, just imagine a house with just a big bowl, like with a flat roof on it, The house itself has a flat roof. The bowl itself is not a roof. It's just a big bowl sitting on top of this house. And the points at which they're connected are relatively small compared to the size of the bowl. So, I mean, it almost seems like a big gust of wind is going to, you know, lift this thing up and, you know, break it or something like that. I imagine it's going to be there with concrete. It's, you know, it's probably made out of concrete or something like that. But it looks, it's strange.
Are you saying it's inefficient then? Because other places have water collection tanks that basically collect the rainwater.
Yeah, I think it would work fine for collecting rainwater. I mean, it's okay. Basically a gigantic bowl on the top that's basically as big as your house on top of the roof of your house. So that's what we're talking about.
Why are you saying you don't think it's a good idea, though?
Like I said, I'm not a construction expert. Just looking at it, it looks like something that could pick up a gust of wind and you know get knocked over. Basically, like you put a big satellite dish up, eventually it's going to get wind is going to knock it around a little bit.
I'm a little more optimistic than you are.
Well, like I said, I don't know anything about construction, so maybe it's totally cool, you know, putting a gigantic bowl up there that is in no way like aerodynamic necessarily.
Okay.
You know?
Well, let's assume that the final construction is just like the second level of the house, but has that concave shape to it. So it would be blowing like to the side of a wall, but still have the bowl shape to collect the water.
You're saying the bowl itself would be down in the second level and not raised above the roof as they are?
Yeah, theoretically.
In these?
Like if your concern is that the gust of wind might tip the bowl over, I'm saying if you could just like lower the bowl into the structure.
Yeah, you could do that. Then, that would be a way to deal with that.
And that might be, you know, the second round of design. But I mean,
Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. Huh?
It's a start. I mean, it's got to start somewhere. I mean,
I'm glad you found an issue to be pro freedom on.
You know what I mean? It could be a shallow bowl.
Well, she may not be pro freedom. She may want to force this bowl down everyone's throat. Do you think that every house should have this bowl on it?
Oh, that's a different question. I said allowed to have.
Well, the thing is, the solar panels are building code in California now. Everybody, all of the houses that you buy is going to have solar panels on it. That's it. So it's like, you don't have a chance to have it slammed down your throat because there's no other house to buy in California. That's a new building code.
That's cramming it down the throats when you put
builders.
Right, when you put something in the building code that requires that a certain thing be built in a way that they say, that is cramming it down the throats of the customers who are buying the builders' houses.
Are you advocating that these bowls be mandated on people's homes as it stands, or just that it would be a good idea for people who need to collect rainwater?
Well, you know, I'm just more concerned about coming up with ideas, you know, sponges for, you know, decorations, outside decorations to absorb water. I mean, all of these
ideas. She's trying to avoid your question. She doesn't like answering questions. You have to ask her multiple times.
I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt on this call because I asked her if she wanted to.
She doesn't deserve it.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. Toll-free number here. We don't want to hear the talking points anymore. Toll-free number here is 855-453. You can't have a conversation. You can't answer a question. That's it. 855-453. We got other people who I'm sure would appreciate the time and conversation. 855-450-3733. What do you think about this bowl on the top of the house technology? Has anybody taken a look at this? Because so far, I can't find any real-life photos of this actually being implemented.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. The crash of an Ethiopian Airlines Boeing 737 that had just taken off from Addis Ababa is an international incident. All 157 people on board were killed, including 8 Americans. About 35 nationalities were represented, some of whom were heading to a United Nations conference in Nairobi. Mikey Kay is a former British Royal Air Force pilot.
We should be looking at around 30 days to have a look at a preliminary report that should be distributed. That will obviously rely heavily on the two black boxes, the flight data recorder and the cockpit voice recorder. The flight data recorder in this case will be absolutely fundamental to understanding the flight profile characteristics of the 737 MAX 8.
Ethiopian Airlines says the pilot radioed shortly after takeoff that he wanted to return to the airport but couldn't make it. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Dial toll free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're kind of talking about some jail-slash-prison-related updates. We heard from Ross Ulbricht's mother, Lynn, in the first hour. Had a nice interview with her. You can, of course, check that out if you're just tuning in. You can grab it later on our website over at freetalklive.com or subscribe to the podcast, and you'll have it delivered automatically to you via your favorite podcast client. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Mark.
We also touched base on what's going on with Chelsea Manning. She's being sent to jail for an indeterminate time frame. Could be as long as maybe a year or more, depending on how long the federal grand jury is impaneled to investigate allegations about WikiLeaks. Chelsea Manning refusing to testify to the grand jury. She just didn't want to participate, and so the judge said, well, we're going to just put you in a jail cell until you either participate, you either testify, or the grand jury is no longer impaneled. So who knows how long that's going to be.
On moral grounds.
She was refusing on moral grounds. Right. Basically, she had said she'd already testified about what she did, and they don't need to, you know, in her case or whatever.
And she didn't want to testify on a secret panel.
Right.
She didn't like that secret court thing.
And I don't blame her. I think she's absolutely right. She's once again doing something heroic, putting herself on the line and her freedom on the line in order to protect the freedom of other people. In this case, perhaps Julian Assange or other people associated with WikiLeaks. As we know, the federal government is absolutely investigating that. As we continue with more updates, you've got an update on PharmaBro.
PharmaBro.
Martin Shkreli.
Oh, yeah, this guy, the man that everyone loves to hate.
And he kind of earns it.
Yeah, you know, he does.
Kind of a jerk.
Being like. Investigated for allegedly using cell phone to run company from prison. So I pulled this up because, well, I already had it, but after talking, you know, with Lynn about Ross and how to be productive from behind bars.
Right. Just get an illegal cell phone.
Why not? Federal authorities said Friday they are investigating claims that Martin Shkreli has been running his pharmaceutical company from behind bars using a contraband smartphone.
Nice.
The U.S. Bureau of Prisons told the Associated Press it has opened an inquiry into whether the man nicknamed the Pharma Bro violated prison rules forbidding inmates from conducting business and possessing cell phones. So two violations there. Shkreli, 35, is serving a 7-year sentence for securities fraud at the Federal Correctional Institution at Fort Dix, New Jersey, a low-security prison complex about 40 miles from Philadelphia. He was found guilty of lying.
He's
going to
be spending a little time in a higher security system.
I think so.
First off, okay, why is this an issue? Are there not cell phone jammers?
There are, yeah.
Why don't they have them at prisons?
Well, the guards want to have their cell phones.
That's true.
What do they need cell phones for?
And because you don't
what
expect the prisoners to have cell phones.
Well,
you don't need cell phone jammers where cell phones are contraband anyway.
The warden's going to want his cell phone.
Too bad. Everybody got along fine in prisons 15 years ago without cell phones.
Well, then the warden and the guards are pretty much in prison if their cell phone privileges are taken away as
right.
Well.
That's what they would say back then, too. Is I've spent, you know, X number of years
behind
in prison.
Bars, yeah, but they get to go home at night.
Right, and I'm like, oh, wait, let's do that math again. You know, you're spending 40 hours a week.
Yeah.
It's not really stacking up here, pal.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do that, Mark.
Yeah, they ought to jam if they've really got a problem with it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that's even going to be something they're going to consider doing at any point. Doesn't seem likely.
Well, they ought to.
So what happens, of course, is a prison guard will smuggle in, likely, a phone
sure.
for one of these people. And
get paid to do it.
So somehow, you know, I don't know, maybe they tossed his room or whatever. Somebody got wind that he was using an illegal cell phone.
I'll bet he bragged about it at some point.
Could be.
He seems like the type.
Could be. It would be really unwise, but cell phones are really pretty common in prisons these days.
Really?
Yeah, happens all the time.
How do you know that? You haven't been in prison for 20 years.
Because there's a lot of stories about... there was a cell phone in prison when I was there, okay?
Wow.
If that was...
now, how did they sneak that one in? Now, how do they charge them?
End of 97 or beginning of 98.
How do they charge the phones?
At the work release. I don't know the answer to that.
Because you don't have, like, an AC adapter in the cell.
I watched convicts light cigarettes with bare wires before.
Now, there are some prisons where you can get, like, a television, right? So they must have power in some of the cells, right?
Of course they have power. They turn on lights.
I know that, but, like, but accessible
like an
power,
outlet.
An outlet of some sort, right?
Yeah, you could, yes, there were plugs.
Do they have TVs in the individual
cells? Prisons allow TVs in cells, if I'm not mistaken about that.
I would assume that would just be the common area.
Some do.
Some do.
Florida did not.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there was a plug in the room or not, or whether people would rig it up so that, I think you had to use your own batteries to play your radio, but you could have a radio.
Get a solar panel from the commissary just hanging out the window.
Unlikely.
Through the bars.
Is there more to the story on PharmaBro?
Yeah, there's a few more paragraphs here. The Wall Street Journal reportedly this week that Shkreli had used a cell phone to call the shots at his drug company, Phoenixis AG, posting regularly to social media. See, there you go. And even firing the company's chief executive a few weeks ago. Shkreli's defense attorney, Benjamin Brackman, declined to comment.
This is great. This guy's just hanging out in prison. You're fired.
See? Calling the shots.
He must feel like the big dog, right? Like he's got a cell phone in prison. He's running his business. Now, he's running a legitimate business.
He could probably rent it out, too.
Yeah, and he's running a legitimate business, right? Like he's not, I mean, whether you agree with what he does with his, you know, business is another question. But whatever it is he's doing is purportedly a legal business.
On the outside.
On the outside.
But running it from the inside is the violation.
Is that actually illegal?
It didn't say illegal. It said violation of prison rules.
Oh, okay.
The violated prison rules forbidding inmates from conducting business and possessing cell phones.
Because I still helped when I was on the inside, and now I was just in jail, which isn't the same exactly the same thing as prison. It's usually for people who are there for less than a year. But when I was in jail for civil disobedience, I was still, you know, consulting with you guys on a daily basis, basically on, like, you know, automation issues or whatever things needed to be kind of fixed.
It wasn't daily.
It was close to it. I was getting calls or making calls pretty regularly.
Yeah.
Maybe every other day.
Through the regular phone line.
Through the phone line, which, of course, they can monitor. So I don't think that there was any kind of rule against doing that, because they certainly didn't say anything.
Well, that would be the prison phone, right? That would be the prison phone that they're allowed.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here, the Bureau of Prison said federal prisoners caught in possession of a cell phone face up to an additional year behind bars if convicted.
Yeah.
Squarely could also face disciplinary sanctions within the prison if he is found to have conducted business. So posting on social media, probably not going to help him out with that. Like all correctional agencies, the BOP continues to tackle the problem of contraband being introduced into our facilities, including contraband cell phones, the agency said in a statement to the AP. The BOP continually
evaluates... Because they suck that bad at security and preventing these things from getting in.
Yeah. Right? Like,
drugs, phones, whatever, you know, if somebody wants, if somebody's willing to take a risk, and there always is somebody willing to take a risk for the right price, as far as one of the guards are concerned, either that or they're coming in the rectal cavities of the prisoners themselves from work release.
I wonder what constitute...
I wonder if that's how Mark's prison guy got his cell phone.
No, nope.
Never know.
In this case, it wasn't an actual prison. It was the work release.
Okay.
So they just walked it in. They put it in their pocket and walked in.
Okay.
Which I could have, too. I just wasn't dumb and wasn't going to take
it. Ain't worth the risk.
No, it wasn't worth that. And when I got out of prison, it was 1998, and I'm like, what is the deal with these cell phones? My mother gave me one, and so I gave somebody the number, and they called me in the middle of frigging class. I'm like, I don't want to. Right? It's like, so I just, like, left it at home. I didn't care about it. I don't need to call anybody that badly.
I was like that, too, with my first cell phone.
Yeah.
I didn't need it. It was handed to me as a gift.
Yeah.
All right, so...
I love that, like, what constitutes being conducting business? So, Ian...
Well, firing this chief executive, probably.
That does... I will agree with you, that's pretty close. But what if he only recommended the firing to somebody who's in his stead doing stuff? It's not like he's filling out the paperwork. So,
good question.
Ian, talked about how he helped with the blinking boxes and gizmos here and stuff, and we certainly needed some help. Sometimes I'd go down to the jail and just do an impromptu visit. Hey, what do I do with this thing? I've taken a picture of it.
Right, because you couldn't call me.
Right,
I couldn't call you.
Right, so I'd have to drive down to find out what was going on. That's just advice, right?
Speaking of people being held, there is an update on John Cantley. Longtime listeners will remember we reported on John Cantley, the British photojournalist who's been held by ISIS for more than half a decade. We'll tell you more coming up.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Coming up, we'll talk about how to make small talk less small and more, you know, meaningful. Coming up here in a little bit, sounds like a very interesting story that you brought in, Richie. It's Ian, Richie, and Mark in the studio here tonight. By the way, I want to say thank you to Shooter, who is a Free Talk Live Silver Amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send $5 a month, which is what the silver level is. So thank you, Shooter, for that. $5 a month, that helps us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. Get on more radio stations around the country and bring new internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You'll get some cool perks as an amplifier. Get a list of what those things are. Get a list of how we're spending the money. Over at amp.freetalklive.com, and you can sign up with PayPal, credit card, or Bitcoin, BTC. It's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue, by the way, there's been some email troubles with the AMP signups this week. So if you signed up and you didn't get a welcome email, that's because there's some kinks in the tubes at the moment, and we're trying to figure out what's going on with that. So be patient, and we will get to you, and we'll take care of you. So it's amp.freetalklive.com. You know, Mark, you were going to tell us a story during the break. Do you want to tell that story on the air? Can you tell that story on the air?
I don't see why not.
All right. So we were talking about prison.
I have no idea why we were talking
contraband.
About
smuggling. We were talking about smuggling phones into prison, and then that somehow led to you talking about smuggling cigars while you were in the Florida state prisons. It's probably the statute of limitations has expired on this, so I imagine you can talk about it. But you were working at the guard canteen, meaning that you sold snacks and, you know, cigarettes and stuff like that to the guards. So there was like a special little hut or whatever that they bought that stuff from, and you ran that thing.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear this played in front of me when I'm going up for my clemency in front of the governor this year or next. But I'll tell you the story. It's it is amusing. So at some point, a lieutenant, I'm not going to give his name, but a lieutenant or a captain, I'm not sure what his rank was at the time. I'd seen him as both. He got sick and tired of seeing these plastic tips that were on Black and Mild cigars. Black and Mild cigars, like Newports, were very popular in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And these are cheap cigars that you buy at a gas station.
Right next to the cigarillos.
Yeah, they're cheap. And, you know, it's got a little plastic tip on it, and, you know, they just because smokers throw things on the ground, right? And he got sick and tired of seeing these things on the ground, even though we have a whole crew of people whose job it is the next morning to go around and pick up trash that they find. But nonetheless, he was sick of it, so he said, banned. Outright. Banning them all, no more in the canteen, sick of it.
Okay.
So,
and this is the prisoner canteen.
The prison inmate canteen.
Okay.
Well, he wouldn't and couldn't ban the sale of them at the officer's canteen.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a smoker, and I'm sure he wouldn't, you know, do that for the officers anyway. So, you know, what difference does it make, right? Well, I always kept them stocked because every once in a while an officer would want them. So every week I then began, the demand for cigars was quite high immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So at first I was just sneaking them out of my pockets and stuff like that and trying to figure out ways, and people were like offering.
Because they didn't shake you down every day after you left the canteen?
No, by no means.
Wow. See, we got a pat down every single day leaving the kitchen in jail.
Well, you had more people in the kitchen. It was just me, and I left at different times,
depending
on what needed to be done. So at first I'm just, you know, bringing some out for some friends or whatever.
Yeah.
No one seems to care just so long as, you know, they're banned in the canteen.
What were you getting for them?
It ended up to be a box that was 80 cents was going for something like $5, $3.
Okay.
Wow. I can't remember what it was.
Not a bad markup.
Yeah, it was a dollar a cigar, so $5. So 80 cents for the pack, $5 for the
And ultimately no cost to you except for the risk involved, right?
I had to recycle money back in and keep buying these things, but no one ever caught on that I was where all these cigars were coming
from. You're ordering cigars through whatever commissary supply service for the prison guard commissary, but you're selling them out the back
convicts.
To the convicts. So the money was still going from the convicts into the prison guard commissary, but nobody was the wiser.
Right. So they began to suspect.
For all the prison guards knew they were one of the other prison guards.
The other guards were buying them.
Right. And I developed a system where I was selling them at like $2.50 a pack to the Vietnamese mafia, as we referred to them.
And then they'd resell them?
And then they would resell them. And I didn't have, you know, I was none the wiser. These guys didn't talk either. They knew how to keep their mouth shut. You know why? Because they barely spoke English.
So they protected their source, basically.
Right. So much so that they had created this hollowed out radio, right?
Yeah.
We have these radios called a Super 2. You can look it up online, Super Tuner, something like that, Super Tuner 2, and you'll see this large radio that was very popular.
This is like a boombox kind of thing?
Not quite that big, but, you know, smaller, one speaker.
Okay, gotcha.
And they hollowed this thing out, took all the internal parts out of it, and made it so it played with a much smaller speaker, and I would just put two packs of cigars in there. And then I'd walk out, because they'd begun getting wise to me. The officers, you know, I get some more shakedowns, kind of looking to see. No one ever said, Mark, where are these cigars coming from? But I was getting more attention, and I was getting nervous. So the guys
didn't see the little white tips littering the ground still.
Yeah, I imagine they did. So the Vietnamese guys, they were helping me out by, you know, giving me this Super Tuner. One time, I'm walking in, and oh, by the way, the one of them got his room moved to the next dormitory over from mine so that we could pass it through the window, and no one would ever see me move this stuff. So, no other convicts, nothing. This is the secret to committing crime, if you're going to commit crime, is keep your damn mouth shut.
Right.
Yep.
You don't need to tell anybody about it. You don't need to do anything. So
you don't need to post it on social media.
Right.
Really.
You do not. Just keep your mouth shut. So, you know, I was getting ready to go this. I'm walking to the dormitory. I got my radio in my hand. And the officer's like, Edgington, give me that radio. I'm like, oh, God, this is it. So he takes it, and he pushes the button. And, you know, rock and roll music begins playing. He's like, why isn't this on country? I said, because I listen to that garbage. And so he changes it over to whatever the country station was in Cocoa Beach, Florida, and then keeps my radio.
Oh, man.
So the Vietnamese guy's like knocking on the window. I'm like, I don't have them. He doesn't have enough English to really understand where the cigars are. I'm like, just hold on. Yeah. Just hold on. At some point or another, after it's like dinner time or something, I then go get my radio. Give me that. And uh-huh. I go, and then I, you know, break it out and get the cigars out. Yeah, but yeah. I, you know, there was a hair-raising hour or so
for
where
sure.
The officer has all of those cigars in this radio. And fortunately, it played in some way. But
and the Vietnamese mafia wants their product, too.
Yeah, these guys probably would not have slit my throat. And I'd say probably, because I had been a very good source up
to
that
they made
point.
A lot of money off of
it. Yeah, and when I say a lot of money, we really did make quite a bit of money. At some point, I had moved $10,000 out of that prison. And we had, like, I had invested in things and, uh-huh. you know, grown my nest eggs or for when I got out. And
now, wait, how did you get the money out of the prison? I mean, it's one thing to sell something in the prison so you have, you know, money within the prison, but how did you actually smuggle it out?
I had developed a a certain level of political influence, right? Uh-huh. And so I would keep my keys on me. They were never allowed to take my keys. Well, my cantina for the officers was right next to the inmate visiting park. So I'd go in during the middle of a visit, get the cash, stick it in my pocket, come back out, and nobody would be the wiser. They'd just never care.
Oh, so you were – so like your mom would be visiting you.
Yeah,
you'd,
I just give
you'd
her,
then go into your canteen, get a wad of cash, and give it to your mother.
Correct. Like
wow.
Like $300 or $500 or whatever I managed to scrape together in that period.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
These are new stories. I've heard a lot of the prison stories, but I love hearing the new ones.
Yeah, well, you had to – I mean, at some point, you had to be kind of cool about these things.
Oh, yeah,
you
man.
Just, you know, you do things like you're supposed to do them.
Yeah.
Like everything's fine. And usually it was like – first off, like I think the first time I did it, an officer wanted something out of the canteen while I was visiting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, no problem. So I go in there and I'm like, here's the cash. This is now, now's my opportunity. So I slide in my pocket. I give him whatever he wanted, cigarettes probably, because it's always the addictive stuff. And then I come out and I give my mom some money. And she's like, this is great.
And they weren't observing close enough to notice you transferring a lot of cash into her hands.
No, I mean, you be careful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there's nothing, no problem with her having as much cash as she wants.
Sure.
The problem is
sliding it across the table.
Yeah, basically. Right. And I don't even know that there would be a problem with her handing me a wad of cash and me holding on. Like, if she wanted to just, Mom, I'd like to hold on to several hundred dollars during my visit in the pocket or something like that. I'm not sure that'd be an issue.
Interesting.
So, yeah, that's how the stories broke down. But
story out of the New York Times, an update that I was just happened to be having a conversation last night off the air with people here in the studio, and for whatever reason, John Cantley came up, and I think we were talking about ISIS and their horrifying videos of murdering people and all that, and that led to me mentioning John Cantley, and I was like, you know what, I wonder if he's been in the news, and so I searched his name, and last month, the story in the New York Times says more than 6 years after he was abducted in Syria by jihadists, John Cantley, a British journalist, is believed to still be alive, according to a British government official this week. So we'll tell you a little bit more about that, because we followed John Cantley's videos. He was kind of like a glimmer of hope in what was an absolutely devastating and disastrous, horrifying situation that continues over in the Middle East with people taken hostage and executed in horrifying ways. We'll tell you more about what's going on with him, allegedly, coming up here in moments. And you can take control with us on Free Talk.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober
number now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.